Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If you're listening to us live in the East, isn't that time? Not like China.
China.
If you're listening live in China, I don't know what time it is there.
Right now in China, it's
China.
It's go time, baby. Actually, I don't know.
Go?
Like go time.
Oh, I thought you said goat. I'm like, that's very.
It's goat time.
Not everyone's a goat herder in China.
Bring out that goat. What goat do they win? They win this goat, an all expense tour with through this goat.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We check Twitter during the show. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram that's not quite as rocking.
Right.
As it could be.
Yes.
Is blood will fill buckets. Politically, not violently.
Did you say, was that you or a sound clip?
That was
Shelby.
Yeah. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link, Crabadibin.com.
You know what that reminds me of? Who's that comic who was a serial rapist, but didn't really? I mean, let's be honest.
We did the story the other day, right? Where he's being a dick and won't take that. That anger management class. He's being a crabby old 83-year-old refusing to take a anger management class that could have potentially sprung him on parole.
He probably hasn't come to terms with the fact that he was caught. If he's been doing this shit since the fucking 70s and never caught it, and not only that, he was actually playing a gynecologist on primetime TV. Every fucking Thursday night, right before Family Ties.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Why? People, if those people, like, supposedly the deal was, like, NBC knew what Bill Cosby kind of had going on. Like, they had an idea.
Allegedly, yeah. There
Why
were
in
execs
the fuck that, would you be like, you know, this guy with his past, we're going to have you play a gynecologist they had the same thing in going, a sitcom.
They had the same thing going on. Half of these TV execs and these studio execs.
Yeah.
They had the same shit going on.
You know, I just want to take a moment to say we have a great culture in this country. We have nothing to worry about. We're always going to be trash.
do the crabdiving.com/Amazon thing. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link, we get a commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yeah, but right. You were talking about the Cosby's dentist act, the Obel KB, that thing.
Oh, that's Ribate. I said something like that. Part of his Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah.
There was some kid who apparently had some kind of a speech impediment.
Jeez, that's funny, Bill. Gosh, and like, you know, I don't know. It's creepy to think about you making jokes about what. In retrospect, it is so creepy to think about him making jokes about how someone sounds on some sort of anesthetic as they're passing out. I mean, before he did whatever to these people after he drugged them, did he make fun of the way they sounded?
No.
Where did he get the joke? I'm just saying, did he get that joke from the dentist or did he get the joke from,
I don't know,
one of his fucking, I don't know, victims?
Oh, I woke up. I have lotion on my feet.
That's not lotion.
It's warm. Let's see what the headlines giveth us on this fine Tuesday. Hope everybody had a really nice, I don't know. Does one celebrate Memorial Day?
No,
I guess
you recognize
you
it.
Venerate those yes. who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Right. And hope we don't go to war anymore.
And you put on you're 88 years old and you put on a red, white, and blue American flag bikini.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With parts sagging that shouldn't be.
Right, right.
And your Trump hat.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
And you go out and scream America.
Right. Scream it bigly, too. I mean, geez.
Fortunately, nothing happened. You know, there were murmurs that. Now we got to worry about these domestic terrorists, these lunatics. So what better day for them to honor the war dead than to, right. You know, try to storm a capital or kidnap a governor or something?
You know, I listened to something on NPR. A guy was interviewed who I think it was on the Terry Gross show about. I'm Terry Gross. and he followed these. He's an FBI agent who was in charge of like investigating these white supremacist motherfuckers.
Oh yeah.
And
like undercover or
no, I don't know. I mean, probably, I mean, since the '70s,
right.
He had been following these guys and he couldn't believe that Trump was like, you know, they took him off the, I don't know, the watch list or something. Right. Do you remember that?
He couldn't believe they took him off the watch
yeah,
list.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's crazy that that wasn't a priority. He didn't want to.
Right, right,
Trump
right.
didn't want the FBI to make that a priority
oh, yeah.
at all. I mean, that's fucking nuts.
And they were supposed to say China and Iran.
This is why it's
and
crazy.
North Korea until right. they were in love for a while, and then they weren't in love, so it's back to North Korea.
You know, I saw something in Salon. I think
it was Salon.
He's talking about how, like,
the world's going to end in 14.3 minutes.
Yeah, but they make a good point that. Jesus Christ, these Republicans are crazy as fuck. And
yeah.
and they were just talking about the Democrats' response, which is justified, but not near right, what it should be. I mean, it's very measured and calm. And they're literally trying to tear apart democracy. And these people stormed the fucking motherfucking Capitol
right.
on January 6th.
And we'll do and it again.
And they're still working there. We don't give a fuck or like we have to be so polite that we have potential domestic terrorists in our fucking Congress. And we're sitting around. I don't know what we're doing. I mean, I know everybody's we're trying to get the GOP to look into it, to get them to investigate their own asshole.
Biden is just—he's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation, and at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic.
She's holding up a book that says "Love, Joy, Trump."
I don't sound like that person, do I?
Love, Joy, Trump, with a picture of him on it. This is not a Saturday Night Live sketch. This is a real old lady. Someone's nana is holding up a Lovejoy Trump book.
The thing is, like,
and talking like a lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, she seems very funny, right? Kind of, but also their whole movement to me is scary. I mean, they're scary.
She says
right?
Biden's the fake president.
Biden is just—he's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation, and at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic with Trump.
Now there's frothy nether regions all over on the right from this this Mike Flynn bullshit.
Yes,
did he? Didn't he? Now he's slithering back that he didn't say what he. We have him on tape saying.
Yes.
But let me finish this. This idiot. This is
this person's fucking nuts.
This is a montage.
Biden is just, he's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation. And at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic with Trump as president.
What's going on in Myanmar right now? The government took over and they're redoing the election, correct? That could possibly happen here, possibly.
Would you like to see it happen?
Absolutely.
I would like to see it
happen. Really?
Yes.
You know why? Because the
election. This idiot next door. First of all, they're just all wearing this. All wearing Trump merch. And and she's got some big, giant black Trump trucker hat on. And he's got on like a black Trump or a blue Trump ski cap.
Right.
Ski hat.
Yes.
And mirrored sunglasses, of course.
Right.
And a big Trump USA t-shirt.
Yeah. That's nice. Wow.
Election was stolen from us.
Where sometimes when they have these Trump clothes, they're so crazy looking. I almost want the journalist to say, "Where did you buy that?
Where the fuck did you buy that? Right over? What do you mean? Right over there?
That's true.
Right over there, where there's 100 tables of idiots or no smart people sucking money from the idiots selling them merch, merch.
Oh my God, our culture is just so vile and I don't know, vile. Ignorant, bigoted,
so,
just insane.
Maggie Haberman at the New York Times, she retweeted that clip from CNN. That was on Anderson Cooper's show. He's interviewing another journalist.
Yeah.
A guy who studies these Trump rallies and all this Trump shit.
But Anderson Cooper is one of these lamestream media types.
Well, yeah, but listen,
that believes Biden's president.
Okay,
correct.
I wasn't going to play it, but listen to the disdain.
Yeah.
In Anderson Cooper's
voice. I love this shit.
When he goes to this this Irish reporter,
right?
He's American, or I think he's American now, but he has an Irish accent.
Election was stolen from us.
Donny joins us now. So I understand Michael Flynn appears to have made additional comments about this controversy. What's he now saying?
That's right, Anderson. He is today saying that his words have been twisted somehow, that he is not actually calling for a coup. But look, I mean, you heard the comments there in that piece, and essentially this QAnon conference was devoted to overturning the results of the election. You heard Sidney
Powell. Yeah, it was a QAnon conference. It was all about the Stop the Steal bullshit.
Right.
That was the whole vibe.
What I mean, your point is, what else would you expect them to fucking say?
Right.
And then again, why are we fucking surprised? These people have been saying the same shit in the election. I mean, well, how did he start? Right. Like, Trump planted this seed, the big lie seed, gross.
Months.
Back in 2016. Yeah, because he said, someone asked him, will you accept the election results?
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
And he said that people cheated and lied in California, and they didn't. There was no evidence of that.
Yeah, he said he won the popular vote then, too. And millions of illegal votes in California, of which they found zero.
Right.
0.0. But these people are out of their fucking skulls.
Have they looked up Myanmar or Myanmar, wherever the fuck it is? I've seen some pictures and lots of videos from this. And that why do you want this? Why would anybody want that? I have a question. That's a good question, right? Why would you want that? It looks horrible. It's
because
it's violent,
the military
it's bloody,
took over.
Dying.
The military took over for a fraudulent. Even though the military helped support the fraudulent election,
yeah,
that's the whole problem.
Right. And the military is never going to fucking do that. You know what I mean? They're not going to support. Right. Did you see what? Do you have the story about Vindman or what he said?
Oh yeah. Here's Michael Flynn from what they're talking about. Totally not saying anything about how what's going on in Myanmar should happen here.
God,
I'm a simple Marine. I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't.
Myanmar.
God, is he drunk?
I mean, you know,
is he fucking shit faced
again? Not a Christopher Guest movie. This is an actual event.
Yeah, right. So, who would play this man?
Memorial Day weekend, Dallas, Texas. In the back, the big projection says "For God and Country."
There's a cowboy hat, a couple of Texas stars.
You know, I got the perfect person.
Flags everywhere, of course.
I have two thoughts for Mike Flynn. The first one, and you know, he's played generals before. I think Brad Pitt would be okay as Mike Flynn.
Oh, I think so, too. Yeah.
I'm a simple Marine. I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here.
What the fuck? What is Myanmar?
Listen to those screams like the first time they saw Elvis.
He's a general, correct?
I think so, and I know about the age. Yeah. That's the reason I picked it.
Is he a general, or was he? Was he a general? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Do you have to go to school to do that? I don't know. I don't know the military. Do you have to go to the schools? Do you have to learn shit? He's talking about Myanmar. Sure. I mean,
tiny village.
Myanmar.
Of Lilliputians.
The Lilliputians. I don't think so. I don't think so.
No reason. I mean, it should happen. No reason. But that's right. One more.
No reason. It should happen here. No reason.
In Myanmar.
But now he's saying, I said there's no reason it should happen here.
Oh, fuck you. We know what he means.
Of course.
Of course. We know.
You can hear the emphasis on should.
Mean when you're referencing Myanmar. No reason. Myanmar.
It should happen here. Right. It's not no reason it should happen here.
Yeah.
No reason it should happen here.
And listen. Hey, okay. Asshole. Whatever. Let's figure out what he means. And you know.
Oh, she finished that yogurt, by the way.
Oh, did she? Oh, she liked the strawberry yogurt?
Apparently.
Okay. Wow.
That she turned her nose up to.
Well, that's because the first Kong toy was available.
Oh, and, yeah. She's,
man, streets have she a wants what she hierarchy. Wants. You know, I know they don't do that in the wild. These wolves, they just say, like, oh, look, there's a rabbit. We're all going to share the rabbit. Can I have a gallbladder?
She'd do great in the wild.
Yeah. I mean, you know what Venman said? Venman was like, listen, he said the way he phrased that, you could almost say he's coming into active duty and calling for an insurrection as a retired general.
Well, yeah, reason. It should happen here. It should. The military should be rising up and taking control and overturning the last election.
And you know what Venman said? He goes, I'm a JAG. Let me look into it. I'll prosecute.
Oh, yeah, make him special.
Fuck yes.
Special counsel.
I was like, that would be fitting.
But then they would say he can't be objective.
No. You know what? Who could be? We're talking about a coup. How are you objective about the overthrow of your own fucking country? I mean, you know, right. I would think lots of people wouldn't be able to be objective, I guess. They would say that.
So Maggie Haberman says that she played that clip of that that old lady and then those other idiots saying, you know,
Trump's going to be reinstated. It's going to happen. Like in Myanmar, the first woman said. Myanmar.
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 You know, if you're going to... Who... What the fuck? Since when are people overthrowing this country so fucking stupid?
I'm a proud Marine. I want to know what's happening in Myanmar.
What is happening there, buddy?
Central casting.
No shit, man. I mean, it sounds stupid.
So I believe that was that the headline at the HuffPo was the... No, the headline at the HuffPo... Holy cow. Cyber attack on meat giant. So before it was a pipeline.
Holy cow, like Harry Carey.
Now we've got Now we've got a ransomware attack on the world's largest meat processing company.
Oh, shit, guys.
That is disrupting production around the world just weeks after a similar incident shut down a U.S. oil pipeline.
Wow, it sounds like daddy, meaning the government, or mommy, has to go around and make sure all these big, dumb fucking corporations that get all these big, dumb fucking tax breaks has Norton antivirus installed in their shit. Really? Why are they getting hacked?
JBS SA of Brazil notified the U.S. of a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia.
Oh.
The White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. I like Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
Confirmed. She said the White House and the Department of Agriculture have been in touch with the company several times this week. JBS has extensive facilities here in the United States, including processing plants in Texas and Colorado, where I'm sure they pay everyone really well.
Yes. You know what this
And is. They didn't force any of their immigrant labor to come back.
Right, right.
To the COVID.
Yeah. You know what this is, though? You said it when there was the last fiber thing. Is it? It's these dumb, old, white, cunting executives clicking on some dumb fucking link in their dumb fucking email, right? That's, and then it gets the, in the whole motherfucking system. Dumb fucking white dudes.
The two shifts were canceled today at their meat packing plant in Greeley, Colorado.
Okay.
According to the local union, which represents 3,000 workers at the plant. The local union also has reports from workers that production was down on Monday, but that is unconfirmed. Blah, blah, blah. Although JBS has not stated publicly the attack was ransomware. Yes.
Excuse me. Why does it matter? We're talking about meat, so the guys can't make the sausage if there's what?
Well, yeah, the whole distribution network relies on telling shit where to go and when.
Well, you shock the cow. You put the cow in the grind. You grind up the cow and but make the little cow
What if all of your software runs on... Runs on software.
Well,
that's now locked up.
I don't know. How are we going to get our meat then? Should we all go out and buy toilet paper and meat? Yes or no?
Well, we should be seriously looking into meat alternatives. But
we have some meat in the fridge.
I know, and yummy bacon.
We have to defend that shit.
Yeah,
that Shelby.
Hey. Hey.
Stop digging in the floor. she loves that.
She's doing it right in front of that bone. I think she's trying to bury that bone.
I think it's a happy thing for her. We need to look into what about a box of
dirt? Sandbox?
That's like having a litter box. That's so gross.
It's so gross. She does like running in the sand, and she likes
dirt,
and she does like digging.
Yeah.
Now that the backyard is accessible again.
Right.
No, yes. The fence been
That's right.
Fixed since.
We're all fixed from the hurricane.
Finally, from the hurricane. So,
which was a year ago.
Well.
Whatever.
September. But right. Yeah.
A long fucking time ago. Thank
a long
you.
Time ago.
Yeah. Shout out to the landlord for getting everything fixed in a timely manner. Thank you. But not the stove, right? You didn't fix the stove yet or
the local union.
Right.
Oh, I read that part. So there you go. We don't know. They haven't said that it was a cyber attack. They haven't confirmed that it's ransomware, but that's kind of what's been going around.
You know, see, Donald, if Donald Trump is listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, you can't be buddy-buddy with Putin because Putin does all this. This is some hacker in Russia did this, right?
They think.
Okay. So I was reading some article about this. They said that the American authorities are in touch with Russia about the hack. And I was like, really? You think they're investigating it? They're investigating.
Oh, yeah, we'll look into it.
Did this. There's somebody.
Thousands of Australian meat plant workers had no work for a second day today. And a government minister there said it might be days before production resumes because the same thing. JBS is Australia's largest meat and food processing company.
I hope these companies are paying their workers that cannot work while this is down. This is not their fault. This is some dumb fuck in the executive. The higher ups did this to you. And now, guess what? The higher ups are going to get paid throughout this whole shit. They're not. Are they getting paid? The white collar workers at these meat packing places, they're getting fucking paid. But it's probably their fucking fault.
Of course.
And I hope the actual people that pack the meat get paid still. Even, you know, I hope they're not getting fucked because they can't work.
Well, it's a 2 days of no work.
Oh, they are union. First and another massive cyber attack.
They're getting paid.
I think they are union here, it said. So, yeah, UFCW.
Yeah. Hey, some dumb fuck executives. High on Xanax, like going through his email, half asleep, hungover from the night before. He's like, he clicks on some weird fucking email, then clicks on a link, boom, 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 boom. You know, that's it.
Part of the infrastructure package that President Biden and the Democrats have put forth is several billion for cyber
security. We got to protect our elections. We got to protect. Oh, God. I got in an argument with somebody last night about one of the dumb fucking things, all those anti-trans.
Like. Oh, I was just going to say, on the first day of Pride Month, Governor DeSantis celebrates by signing an anti-trans bill banning trans females from girls and women's sports. That was signed today.
With a
little girl standing right next to him.
Shame on you, fucknut. I mean, come on. That foments violence against trans people because then you make all these dumb fuckers say these trans people are taking sports from us. Because it's guys getting. You think guys are getting sex changes so that they can dominate and like badminton? How dumb are you? How fucking stupid are you that you listen to that? Do you even entertain with that argument? You're a fucking dumb fuck.
When he signed it, DeSantis said, in Florida, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports. We're going to make sure that that's the reality. Because I'm sure that's a really big problem.
Oh, yes.
Fucking
right.
Moron.
You're so dumb.
The new law is sure to be challenged as unconstitutional. Inflames an already contentious discussion unfolding nationally as Republican-controlled states move to limit the rights of LGBTQ people. It also could impose severe financial consequences on Florida.
Right.
Because the NCAA could say, okay, well, that's not our rule, so no championships for you.
And actually, you kind of have to say that if you're going to look out for your membership. You know what I mean? It's the same thing when Georgia passes like these nasty like anti-women laws. Like businesses don't want to move to Georgia and tell their female employees, like, hey, I hope you don't need an abortion.
The measure approved by the GOP-led legislature takes effect July 1, says a transgender student athlete cannot participate without first showing a birth certificate saying she was a girl when she was born.
Papers, please! Papers, please! Papers, please! Motherfuckers! Oh, my God. These pervy white guys want to know all about your fucking genitals. I need to show me the history. What are they saying? Your papers? I need to see the history of that vagina before you can play fucking soccer. God.
It's not clear whether all females must show their birth certificates or only those whose gender is questioned.
Jesus.
The proposal allows another student to sue if a school allows a transgender girl or woman to play on a team intended for biological females.
This does nothing but makes people anti-trans, and this will do nothing but increase crimes against people because they're trans, don't you think?
Oh, my God. The final wording of the Fairness in Women's Sports Act.
Oh, my God.
Stripped away some of the most contentious elements. So this is what they wanted at first. Including requiring transgender athletes in high schools and colleges to undergo testosterone or genetic testing and submit to having their genitalia examined.
My God!
They took that part out.
Is that Florida? Again, this is Florida.
Of course this is Florida.
God, somebody run for office. That doesn't fucking suck.
They took that
part.
Much to the chagrin of many of the Republicans who would have volunteered to be on the genitalia examining committee.
You know, it's the thing
Good
is, the rest of the country can forget us if you want. Let us slough off into the fucking motherfucking ocean if you want. There are people down here that are good and shit. And someone moved down here famous and run for office. Listen to this shit.
No,
we need a McConaughey. You're saying
no. I want somebody that'll win. That's a Democrat that will not have this. That will not do this. This is like
Matthew McConaughey will run on legalizing weed, and that might win over the good old boys in Texas.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey.
Not on his movies. Hey,
you better not have any blind spots on this equality shit, in this gay rights shit and stuff like that, because that is what matters right now. We got to quit these cops. These cops have to stop shooting black people. Our politicians have to stop let me know the history of your genitals before you play softball is insane.
And again, this is just politics. This is,
yes,
this is DeSantis.
Right.
Once again, braiding another nipple hair.
This is what you say to
run for president in 2024. And he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care if the Supreme Court overturns this, which is where it's probably going to end up. He does not give a shit.
And if you fall for this argument, know that you're a dumb fucking shill. You're a dumb fucking shill falling for this. It is, just think about how stupid this is and how insane this is. And you're falling for it? Oh my God. Go to the doctor. Beg them for Prozac.
And they snuck it in, by the way. The ban was tucked in at the last minute of the legislative session into a measure allowing public universities and colleges to sponsor charter schools, a point the governor did not mention during the bill signing. So he signed the bill, but didn't mention the point of the bill in the first place.
Right.
The non-mentioned point of the bill is what he focused on signing today.
Now that's the dumbest shit ever.
Cowards.
I literally was having an argument with someone about this last night. I was talking to this dude, this dumb fuck. And then there was this girl in the conversation who was a little younger than we are. And I said, does his argument, are you concerned about trans people taking over female sports in high school? And she said, no, that's insane. And I was like, this person's has a two in front of her age. And all these people understand that. People that don't understand this are these dumb fucking racist white guys.
Yeah.
It's not a real argument. I was like, I show me something in the New York Times that supports this transphobic wacko fantasy about.
It's not a thing.
I don't even understand. What do they think guys are like, you know, I can't compete against men, so I'm going to have my dick turned into a vagina and dominate in female wrestling or some shit like that. That's not a narrative anybody has. It's not real.
Right. Although Louis Gohmert that one time said, somebody's going to put on a dress and just go into the women's bathroom. I know I would have done that if I would have been able to when I was a kid. Well, that tells us all we need to know about you, Louis.
Harvard or Yale, wherever that motherfucker got his law degree from, you need to be in
Texas.
Texas?
I think, yeah.
I call on Eric Holder to do a special investigation of the law program in Texas and see how the shit this guy got a fucking degree, man. I mean, God.
I got good SAT scores.
Don't you want to talk to his teachers and say, hey, what was Louis like? Are you what?
They're dead. He's 60-something years old.
And that's the thing about the South. They're tenured professors in like a Southern university system. They're all going to be fucking conservative. A lot of them.
Maybe. Yeah. Possibly.
They love Louis.
The Drudge Report.
God.
Hackers go after meat. Okay. One-fifth of capacity wiped out. Supply fear. Ransom being negotiated?
Ooh. I want to know, like, what do they have McAfee? What do they have for cyber shit?
I don't know.
Nothing. Not one fucking thing. Florida doesn't have anything either. What did somebody nearly do to our water?
Poisoned it. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We suck too. Everybody sucks.
I'm sure everything is really secure here in Pensacola.
Oh, shit, yes.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Peru is leading the global mortality rate right now after they adjusted their COVID toll.
Yes.
Oh, let us adjust our numbers.
We did that, though. Oops. Didn't we do that?
Well, we did, but who trusts the new numbers?
Did Ron? Did
I don't trust anything Ron DeSantis puts out.
You think he's lying?
I know he's lying.
from the. I can't believe he is unbelievable. It's like these Republicans. We're at the tail end, I guess, of this fucking pandemic. I don't know if people are vaccinated properly in Florida. That we're all hurricane season is almost here. We just had a major piece of infrastructure reopen after whatever, and I drove across it last night, and I felt okay about
the
it.
The new bridge, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work on it, though, man. Ugh. Anyway, I'm just saying, but our governor is doing this bullshit thing. He is wants to police your genitals. He wants to look at your genitals before you play baseball.
Well, you have to do that with not anymore. They took that part out.
Oh, they took... thank God. Why? What would, do we?
I mean, we laugh, but it's horrible what these Republicans are
checking. Let me tell you
something.
Well, I'm
sure it'd be some doctor.
No,
but we know, we know that these Republicans will be really good, like Jim Jordan, about right. reporting any doctors that maybe
tell you something. If you're
checking
a doctor,
kids' genitals just for laughs,
if you're a doctor and you participate, or anyone. If you are anyone that participates in genital checking in any of these states for this shit, fuck you. You're a fucking Nazi. Shame on you. Do not do this. Walk away from your job. No one. I mean
is
no
there,
one
is there
needs
training?
To be genital.
Is there any training involved? Is there any kind of a degree that you need to focus
there's
on?
There's no good answer to any of that.
Identify
genitals. I mean, Jesus. Yeah. They might, you know, the scary thing is, okay, if that made it into the planning stage, it must have been like, well, we're getting into a weird spot. It was like we're determining whether or not this is a penis or a vagina.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know.
Peru on Monday more than doubled its official coronavirus death toll.
Oh, good.
Doubled.
Can I just say one second? This is relevant. We, as a planet, need to feel shame. And we need to know that we need to do better. In however you want to do better, do better.
Do we need to find a corner to stand in?
Help
for a while.
Do not be a fucking dick checker, you assholes.
So Peru's little adjustment was double of what their previous total was. Oopsie.
Oopsie. We got twice as much?
Yeah.
Damn, deaths. Twice as many deaths.
Yeah, yeah. After on the advice of a panel of health experts who found there had been an undercount.
Ooh, Richard! Nobody gives a shit.
Now with the adjustment, Peru has the highest COVID mortality per capita of any country.
Damn.
However, let's start looking at some of these other countries.
Like what, Florida?
And their estimates.
Yeah.
We don't believe any of them.
Russia, do you believe Russia's? Iran's, do you believe Iran's? North Korea's?
Do we know North Korea? Does North Korea have COVID?
Well, Kim Jong-un would say, I don't give a shit, probably.
Right.
India, they have bad COVID. We had bad COVID.
Yeah. They're also changing the names of the various variants and giving them, they're going to now, which probably means they're expecting a lot more. They're going to name them by the Greek alphabet.
Oh, is that longer than the American alphabet?
Well, they don't want it named by a place anymore. They don't want, you know, the Indian variant. They don't want it African variant
you
or
know,
the UK
the
variant.
We have to go through on this planet to not get people all riled up in a fucking race war.
I think that's wise.
We are fucking children. So now we are.
So now it's going to be.
We act like children.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, blah, blah, blah. So
what is it?
Those would be the various.
Why does it matter?
Variants.
Why can't we use the American alphabet and not relate it to a place? Why does the Greek alphabet fix that?
It's everywhere.
Well, the Greek alphabet is everywhere, and our stupid
alphabet. Well, it's used
alphabet.
In science a lot, so it's a little more universal, maybe than
the Greek alphabet,
than the English alphabet.
Nobody uses our alphabet in science.
Well, no, our language is probably the.
The
universal language.
You say the
science.
Best.
No, it's really no. It's a fucked up language to learn. It's really hard.
Yeah, right. Why the slang?
Yeah, not a lot of rules and what was I talking about? Oh, the COVID.
Yay.
Now, Moderna is coming out and saying, yeah, we're probably going to need more shots.
Damn, with all these, I got Moderna.
With all these variants.
I was told Moderna was the best, and that's what I got.
Well, yeah, but because of all these variants and the explosions in certain areas of the world.
You got Moderna.
I did.
My mom got it. My brother. I think everybody got Moderna.
But they're saying
gotta get another one.
You may have to get a booster with some of the variants.
Well, I tell you what, is it going to make you feel like, I mean, I'm getting it. I'm not trying to foam in any vaccine hesitancy, dumb fucks. But like, is it going to make me sick again? That fucked me up.
I don't know. Vaccine it was, number yeah, two. That was a,
Jesus.
It was a rough day.
Right. But hey, better than dying of COVID.
True.
I that's what I say to my friends all the time that aren't vaccinated. It's like, what if you die from this shit? And they're like, well, you gotta go some way. I'm like, oh my God, okay. You stupid idiot.
The National Institutes of Health announced today it has started an early stage clinical trial looking at what happens when an adult who is fully vaccinated with one type of COVID vaccine, like Pfizer's,
yes,
is boosted with a different shot of about 3 or 4 months later. So that's interesting.
Okay.
So if you go ahead.
So now we need to get a different shot.
Well, no, they're saying that they're going to test to see if it helps or that if we switch brands, like if you're already fully vaccinated with Moderna, if we go to get a booster of Pfizer.
Which one do you want after Moderna? Is that your favorite one?
I would probably stick with the Moderna because that's,
you don't want to try another one to
see? Well, whatever they put in my arm.
Well, it's working now, so I guess why would you
change? I guess.
Right.
So they're going to try that.
Right.
And,
well, we hope that works.
We do.
We have so many variants that it would help. What would help the variant situation?
Less coronavirus.
Okay.
Being out there.
Right. Good point. How do we
more
do
shutdowns, more.
Oh my God.
Masks, more social distancing, et cetera, right. Et cetera.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the more it's out there, the more it has a chance to mutate. True.
Well, we're doing good in Florida, though. Like, the rates are low.
And really, every single one is a big, wet dick slap in the anti-evolution people's faces.
What do you mean?
We're watching evolution happen in the virus, you motherfuckers.
No. I don't know. I people that think the earth is flat and no, it's that's the same group as these people that are anti-mask, that they think that they've been adrenochrome, they think QAnon's real. I mean, it's the whole thing, right?
I mean, yeah. People are more apt to go down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories once they're starting to believe one.
I just think about,
I don't know, religion.
Yeah. And have they canceled the Tokyo Olympics yet?
Not yet.
Jesus Not Christ. Yet. Do they have it under control there in Japan?
I don't believe so.
Fuck. What kind of sadist are you? Hi. I want to invite the healthiest, the most premier physically fit specimens on the planet.
Well, that's part of their argument, though, is, hey, everybody's the healthiest in the world. They're all going to be vaccinated. We're going to keep them from fucking each other, which is never true. They always have to have crates of condoms brought in for the Olympic Games as all these young people to get together in one town and fuck each other.
Right. Listen, I'm sorry, guys. I know you're all looking forward to that, but you got to admit, this is a bad time. We get to train your whole life to do shot put, hook up with somebody in Tokyo, and then bam. I mean, but they're vaccinated. The Olympians are vaccinated, right?
Right.
Oh, well, fuck it. Well, who cares then?
But it's not who cares. You can still get the COVID. You can still catch it and spread it. You can still get it and die.
Well, shouldn't people
It's just more unlikely, but you can still catch the COVID and die. The anti-vaxxers love every case of someone who's been fully vaccinated and catches it and dies. We hear it's all over Twitter.
But the anti-vaxxers, they don't have to understand because they won't. But we have so much COVID, it's a battle. We had to vax our way out of this because we didn't do anything to mitigate it because we're fucknuts, right? That's kind of what is happening.
Right.
Why don't they understand that?
There's not much they do understand.
Jeez.
You're asking a lot.
I know. Could you not be stupid?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It is Tuesday, y'all. I've got we've got a kind of a double thoughts and prayers.
Yay.
Section here.
Just thinking about the curlers. Are the curlers, who are the most promiscuous of all the Olympians? Is it traditionally the curlers? Or?
I think it's the curlers.
Absolutely.
Do you think their hands and feet are kind of cold? Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to hang out with them.
Do you think they're like, you cannot screw on a curling? How do people in Canada talk?
Like us, but you go, you put it the like this. We're gonna be going curling and fucking.
Well, that's good.
We're gonna be doing some porking, eh? someone who we frequently play clips.
Yay.
Here on the show,
right?
And one time recently, we played a clip of this person. Of saying something to the effect of, well, there's no way I'm getting the vaccine.
Right.
And I look forward to it because it's going to get rid of the stupid people. Rick Wiles.
Oh, damn, Rick.
They have put out
a
tweet on the Rick Wiles account asking for prayers.
Oh,
for Pastor Wiles and his wife, who are both,
well, I'll get right on that,
in hospital with COVID.
That's not funny. Shelby, start a prayer circle for Pastor Rick Wiles and his wife. They got the Roner. But they pray all the time. Why did Jesus do that to them? Why?
I am not going to be vaccinated, he said.
Okay.
I'm going to be one of the survivors. I'm going to survive the genocide. The only good thing that will come out of this is a lot of stupid people will be killed off, he said.
Oh, my God. Jesus is listening to you right now. It's like, okay, motherfucker, that's it. I've had it. You're stupid.
If the vaccine wipes out a lot of stupid people, well, we'll have a better world. I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive by God's grace. By his will, I'm going to survive the genocide.
God is like, fuck around.
You can take away my life.
Find out.
But you can't take my freedom.
Yeah. God's like, no. I can take whatever the fuck I want. I'm Jesus, motherfucker. Fuck with me.
Dear friends and ministry partners, I am writing this personal note to you. I wanted to give you an update to the alert that we sent out yesterday evening on the emergency health status of Rick and Susan. On behalf of True News, the team of True News and the Wiles family, thank you so very much for your prayers as they continue to navigate this difficult situation. Rick is very much in need of your continued prayers.
I'm sorry.
Today he was taken to. Oh, he's a fuck. This is one of the grossest of the gross.
I don't
feel bad.
Is he getting adrenochrome?
Today he was taken to the emergency room and under medical advice was admitted to the hospital.
Hello.
He is currently on oxygen.
Ooh.
Is expected to remain there a number of days. Already the naysayers and mockers have started with their taunts. Crabdiving.com, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Every weekday.
Right. I don't know.
Let them speak their foolish words and let them mock. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And anybody else who wants to mock, please go buy your hilarious meme supplies at grabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
It will only serve to be used to fuel their flames in the torment of hell.
Jeez. And what are those Prince lyrics?
Unless they repent.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Is that Rick saying that?
He's on oxygen.
Oh, okay.
In the hospital.
Is he really? Is he like on a ventilator?
This is true news. He was rushed to the hospital.
That's not funny. I'm not laughing at that.
No, fuck him.
I'm laughing at something I thought of earlier today. But that is actually funny.
Like Dilly said when Bernie had his heart attack. I don't care. Fuck him.
I don't Fuck care. Him. Fuck him.
God, we haven't heard from Dilly in a long time.
Oh, man. Maybe he's got it. You know, the thing is, man, if you get, I mean, I know people, you can get vaccinated and still get the Rona, correct?
Yes.
But right now, if you're out and about in America and you catch the Rona and you didn't bother to get the vaccine or anything, come on. It's free, bitches. It's free.
Yes.
If you go get it, there'll be less variants. And we won't have to, we're going to have to get shots our whole fucking lives because of you fucking idiots spreading this around.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting it out. So people are like, I'm just waiting it out because I heard we had to get a second one. We have to get a second one. We have to get a second one because you didn't wear your mask and never stayed home, you fuck.
We have,
So we're at the mercy of stupid people in this state. This fucking anti-trans bullshit DeSantis did is just really stupid. And then this is stupid. God.
Elsewhere in the news.
Rick Wiles has COVID. Oh! Did Coach Dave ever get it?
Not that I know.
No.
Oh,
oh, I want to find that shit out. There's some of these old fucking asshole white guys. I don't know what made... There's something funny about them having this after, you know, saying it was fake and shit, right?
Well, yeah, especially if they're...
What is that?
I'm not getting... He was literally, I'm not getting the vaccine. Only it's going to kill stupid people.
And now, hey, what about his second banana? What's the guy that's in studio with him? The fuck nut.
Doc?
Doc! Did you infect Doc? What if you killed Doc, you dumb fuck? What if Doc gave it to
well,
you?
Well, I read the article. They're having a little flare-up at that church. The non-masking fuck-your-COVID restrictions church that he runs. Here in Florida.
Oh, God, in Florida. You know,
another Florida miracle.
You know, I was going off on Florida a second. I was like, wait, we were talking about Rick Wiles. I don't know if Rick Wiles is from Florida, but he, you know, mm-hmm. I felt weird. But no, now I don't feel weird because he is from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in the news that's horrific that's not about us today?
I'll try to find something.
No. That's who we are. We're assholes. Please vote for Val Demings when she runs against Marco Rubio. Don't we deserve adult politicians too?
Well, in theory,
we do.
Yes.
I voted for adults. You did.
Yes.
So what happened?
They lost.
They lost to Matt Gaetz, sex trafficker. Yes. Really? Dude, what are we supposed
and
to
Marco
do?
And Marco Rubio and Rick Scott and
if the people
Ron DeSantis
in the first district of Florida can't figure out how to vote against a sex trafficker, then I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Our internet's being cunty.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know either. Right. I mean, shit. It's like, get well soon, dumb fuck. You got your wife sick, or she got you sick. Doc might be sick. There's a flare up at your... You said there's a flare up at his church?
Yeah. That's how he and the wife got it, I think.
Oh, it's so gross. You don't even need to... I thought the whole thing with prayer and worshiping God is that you could do it by yourself. And then I think there's even something in the Bible that says you shouldn't make a big deal about praying and shit in front of people. It's like pious, correct?
Right.
So
yeah, there's a
stay home.
There's a chapter that's like, shut the fuck up and leave people alone.
Yeah, if you're into it, if you have such a hard on for Jesus, then do it by yourself. By yourself.
They ignore that one though.
Yeah. But they like the one about the snakes.
Yeah, and a lot of smiting. They like the smiting.
Oh yeah. The violent stuff, that's weird.
Sure.
Well, it's not weird for them. They're into that. It's like it's the violent stuff is kind of intertwined with their sex, like rape and shit like that.
They're the children. They're into violence porn and
right.
They tend to be.
Just so weird. You don't associate that
all
stuff.
Testosterone'd up and
yeah. Jesus wouldn't like that.
Not according to the book.
I don't know.
He would not be hanging with those guys.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think he would like them.
I don't think Jesus would be out doing Second Amendment marches.
Jesus would have got a vaccine. Jesus wouldn't be spreading corona.
Does Jesus need the vaccine?
I don't know.
I mean,
Is there a blood test for Savior like there is for Jedis?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Midichlorians, you mean?
Nerds.
Yeah. My computer's being a little on the
big tech side. Big tech is coming for the crabs. Jesus. Bill Gates. I mean, if they do a second shot, what is Bill Gates going to put in us? Another chip? Or I guess it's an upgrade to the current chip, right?
I guess, yeah.
That's nice.
The SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
Supreme Court of the United States. Gave a big sad face.
Yes.
To big, giant, ultra gazillion dollar corporation.
Yes.
Amazingly. As they refused to hear an appeal of a verdict against Johnson & Johnson for their talcum powder, which was shown to produce ovarian cancer.
Jeez.
And allegedly they knew about it.
Right.
The company argued they didn't get a fair trial when a jury in Missouri awarded nearly $5 billion to 22 women who used Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower shimmer effects, both made with talcum powder, that their lawsuit claimed was contaminated with asbestos.
Oh, my God, man. They're complaining. They had that going on, and they're complaining about the outcome of the lawsuit.
A state appeals court reduced the damage to more than $2.1
billion. Oh, they reduced it?
But the and they appealed. Johnson & Johnson appealed. They wanted the whole thing thrown out, but the Supreme Court rebuked it without comment.
It's interesting. Anyone would want to reduce that payout. Fuck Johnson & Johnson. Pay it out. You're rubbing asbestos all over your nipples and shit,
and
man.
Two of them recused.
Yes.
Sam Alito owns stock in the company.
And Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah.
Why? Hey, Sam.
And Brett Kavanaugh, whose father worked for an industry lobby group.
Yay. I thought we wanted our judges were like supposed to be objective and fair. You know, it's so fucking frustrating. Like, the Brett Kavanaugh is on the motherfucking court. But
yes.
Who was that person that couldn't be director of the Fed or whatever the fuck it was because she sent out rude tweets?
Neera Tanden?
Are you kidding me? That's the point of that Salon article. We let these goddamn Republicans just pummel us for dumb shit like that. Meanwhile, they are the party of insurrection.
Yes.
Fuck them. God, when are we going to get mean? Get mean. These people are crazy. Neera Tanden, she's so mean on Twitter. Good! You want her to be nice to these people? Come on.
So thoughts and prayers to,
oh, yes,
to Johnson & Johnson.
Good
also.
God. We got the sentence. We got the loss. The damage is reduced. How do you reduce? You're giving people asbestos to put on their body. And you want the damages reduced.
And they
go
got cancer.
Fuck yourself. They got cancer. You gave people cancer. I can't think of a worse product. Did you recall and say, hey, our baby powder gave everybody cancer. If you bring this coupon to a Walgreens, they'll give you some baby powder without the cancer.
I guess talc and asbestos are closely related.
Why didn't anybody know that?
And when they dig it up, sometimes it's like, oops.
What do you mean they dig it up?
When they
mine for this
mine
shit.
For, yeah.
Why are we putting this on our bodies anyway? I mean, you know, not to shit on the talcum industry, but.
Well, I think, for a while, they recommend using baby powder on your hoo-ha to keep everything fresh and dry down there? And
wow,
that's part
wrong,
of the,
wrong about that.
Yeah.
Wrong about that. That doesn't seem right. God, some people cover their whole selves in this shit, in talcum powder.
So there we go. Johnson & Johnson fail. Right. Thoughts and prayers to them.
Yeah,
they'll be
job.
Okay.
That, you know, that's why we need big government, right? Because of that kind of shit. The oversight where people check on what.
And make it hurt.
Right. Like the cancer does that you catch from their dumb fucking products. They don't reduce the damages. Do you imagine Johnson & Johnson's baby powder gave somebody ovarian cancer, then you read somewhere that they had their damages reduced? Jeez.
Top of the hour here, everyone.
Yay!
Very exciting.
No, nothing. I was just thinking about the Johnson & Johnson CEOs and shit, man. I mean, how the fuck can you own all that stock in Johnson & Johnson and sit on the court, though? Like, why is
well,
that?
Well, right.
Like, don't they have to sell their stock?
That one would think, and that's part of the problem with fucking Clarence Thomas, is he used to be the lead counsel for Monsanto, and he has ruled on every single Monsanto case that comes in front of him. He refuses to recuse.
I mean, it seems like if to be on the court, maybe it's a privilege or something, and you can either own a fuck ton of Johnson & Johnson stocks, or you could sell them and be on the court. But if you don't want to sell them, don't be a SCOTUS.
Right.
Go be a rich guy.
The founder of the extremist Oath Keepers. The founder. Who? Was poised for orders from then-President Trump the day of the Capitol insurrection to, quote, seize control of the government.
Yes, yes, yes.
According to the latest indictment against several of their members.
I'm just reminded of when Trump called, like, Nancy Pelosi nasty, or AOC very nasty, very nasty. Yeah. Not nasty like these insurrectionists. I think it's nasty that Trump is on the horn with an Oath Keeper awaiting his orders. Jesus.
All the defendants have been charged with conspiring to obstruct Congress's confirmation of the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah.
And were among a group of Oath Keepers in combat uniforms and tactical vests who marched up the steps of the Capitol and stormed inside.
This is what happens when you elect the guy that made Miss Universe president. This is what goes the fuck on, guys. Okay? Did we learn anything?
Hello, girls. I'm just here to see if everything's okay in the dressing room, Miss Teen USA pageant girls.
These Oath Keepers go up to Trump and said, Mr. Trump, we're going to do whatever you want. Just tell us. Just tell us. And he loved it, right?
Mr. Epstein here is going to talk to each one of you, my friend.
I never heard of him.
Give you some questions.
Capitol, blah, blah, blah. Actions were coordinated and included several communications with Oath Keeper founder Stuart Rhodes.
Stuart.
Who is referred to as person one in the indictment.
Damn!
Oh, shit. The new indictment also provides additional detail about nearby weapons stashes.
What?
And the existence of a quick reaction force of Oath Keepers just outside D.C. to move in if necessary.
Hey, what the fuck is going on out there, everybody? What? There's a standing army of, there's a reaction force in the Capitol. We're all walking around with our thumbs up our fucking assholes.
Rhodes said in an online conference call before the siege, quote, I do want some Oath Keepers to stay on the outside, to stay fully armed and prepared to go in armed if they have to.
Holy shit. Can we get a handle on these motherfuckers?
Our posture is going to be that we're posted outside of D.C. awaiting the president's orders. We hope he will give us the orders. We want him to declare an insurrection and to call us up as a militia.
Hey, cops, why don't you take a little time off from shooting black people and look into these fucking Nazis? Why don't you? Huh? Oh, they're the same people. You looked at me like I'm crazy. They're the same people.
I was drinking a beverage. Yeah, the guy, they're the same people.
That's funny.
Rhodes has not been charged with any crime, but the indictment alleges he began discussing plans to keep Trump in the White House by force days after the election. By December, Rhodes had joined retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
In publicly calling for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and to establish martial law.
Guys, we're going to do the Minamar. We're going to do the Minamar maneuver.
According to the indictment, Rhodes also exchanged dozens of encrypted messages, phone calls, and other communications before and during the Capitol riot with co-defendants.
Who are these Oath Keepers? Are they playing army? What do you mean exchange encrypted messages. That's just like they sent WhatsApp messages to each other or something.
Yeah, or Telegram or whatever. Yeah.
Why am I irritated that these people are so fucking, they seem like that there's coordination and I don't
because
know.
Because they're LARPing. They're
sophistication to this. And to me, we're just not taking this serious enough. I mean, come on. There's a reaction force somewhere in DC. What does that mean? Do we have any?
And hidden caches of weapons for them to grab.
What the fuck is up with that?
That's pretty creepy.
What's up with that? What is up with that? Does anybody know anything about that? Man, I would be furious.
On that conference call, he said, Rhodes said, we're going to defend the president, the duly elected president. Because if you don't, guys, you're going to be in a bloody, bloody civil war and a bloody insurrection, if you can call it a war or fight.
Excuse me. Why are these fucknuts walking around like idiots? Don't we have people that can go and get these guys? Why are we being bullied by the stupid fucking Oath Keepers?
And they were hoping that members of Antifa would become involved in confrontations at the Capitol because, Rhodes said, let the fight start there. That'll give President Trump what he needs. Frankly, we want him to declare an insurrection and to call us up as the militia.
Okay, I'm trying to read between the lines there. What do you think
mean? It's not vague.
What does he mean? Our president, it doesn't. Is there any room in our Constitution for our president to have like a racist standing army / motorcycle gang?
No, I don't think that's mentioned.
It's not.
Yeah,
at his beck and call.
I don't think it's mentioned.
Is he allowed to have a stat? Can the president have an army that has a stash of weapons? Where are these weapons?
They're probably in vans somewhere or safe houses or something.
God,
Motel 6.
He's walking around. No, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hey, guys, bring Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, Marjorie's office.
Yeah. When are we going to get these guys? When did they get arrested?
They're looking into him.
Let's look into that. We've got a standing army in Washington.
But he was waiting. They were waiting to hear from Trump to say, I'm declaring martial law. And they were going to come in.
The guy from Apprentice.
Jerk off first, real quick. Knock one off and then run in.
As a nation, we cannot let the rest of the planet watch us get manhandled by Donald fucking Trump. We have to do something.
Yes.
Come on. Fuck. The Oath Keepers.
Can
we visit their fucking headquarters and arrest some fuckers?
Well, I don't know that there's... I don't know, they have an office in New York or something.
They must have a place.
I don't know.
Damn, is the FBI... Hey!
Don't you think they have a mailing list and that's about it?
The FBI must... Does the FBI have people on the inside in the Oath Keepers?
Undoubtedly.
They know where these people are. Go get them. Sure. They are crazy.
Well, you need a reason to go get them.
They're crazy. They want to overthrow the government.
Many of them. An American, far-right anti-government militia organization comprised of current and former military, police, and first responders.
You're right. Who's arresting these people?
Right.
That's
my brother.
It's Andy Griffith and...
Mom?
You know, in retrospect, the Andy Griffith Show should be ashamed of themselves because you portrayed law enforcement in a way that just does not exist, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think those small town sheriffs were as nice as Andy.
We're all
woke. Yeah. I think they were like Barney Fife. If there had been no Andy.
Well, yeah, no. Imagine Andy Barney Fife. Bullet away.
Right. Imagine Barney running the whole show.
People must hate that show. Like, think about these two. Well, it took place in Georgia. The small time sheriff and his deputy making jokes. Well,
North Carolina.
Okay. You know, making jokes about. You know, they're the nicest cops ever. Do you think they exist in North Carolina ever? If you're black,
I don't know. Were there a lot of black people on that show?
No, not at all. They removed them from. Come on. I don't know.
Come on, Opie. We're going to a lynching.
Yeah, you know, and it's something too.
How did you, Dad?
When you watch like one of these, I don't know, these cop dramas that have just been in, you know. Just inundated in our TV for years and years and every fucking story is the same. the guy they want you to empathize with is a cop that quote unquote breaks the rules so he can get the bad guy.
Right.
It always involves like, I don't want to watch Kevin Costner beat the shit out of somebody with a phone book to get into dress again. Isn't that, you know?
As COVID-19 ravaged the world last year.
Yes.
A new study shows us that CEOs' big pay packages seem to be under as much threat as everything else. But however,
yes,
many of the board, many had boards of directors willing to see the pandemic as an extraordinary event beyond their control. So boards made changes to the fancy formulas determining CEO pay.
Oh, I see. So
to make sure that they made up for any losses that the COVID may have created.
Fuck yeah, America. Hell yes. Good job.
It's not my fault the company didn't sell that with those widgets. I demand my millions. So as a result, pay packages rose again last year during the COVID. For the CEOs of the biggest companies, even though the pandemic sent the economy to the worst quarter on record, slashing corporate profits around the world, the median pay package for a CEO at an S&P 500 company, the median hit $12.7 million a year in 2020.
Congratulations. You guys are fucking killing it. A lot of people are dying, but not you guys. You're survivors. Thank you. Thank you, Johnson & Johnson. For all the talcum powder that gave people ovarian cancer over the years. By the way, I'm sorry, a real quick question. Because of the talcum powder ovarian cancer thing, did the CEO payment of Johnson & Johnson or the stockholders, did they suffer? Of course they did, right? Of course they were paid less, correct?
No.
They were not.
I think not. Okay. Yeah.
It seems like that would be a thing where you would lose money if you're...
They'll lay some people off or something to make sure that they can...
Are there no rules?
No, that's the problem. Since Reagan. Look when Trump came in. If we pass one regulation, we have to remove two or three.
That's... Yeah.
Well, what about if we need those regulations?
But it's so on brand for Republicans. Three strikes, three felonies, and you're in jail for the rest of your fucking life. Why three? There's three strikes in baseball. Yes.
If you're black.
But it's just so stupid. Yes. Very racist.
So that's 5% more than the median pay for the same group in 2019 and an extra 4.1% from last year.
Oh, shit. Wow. Wow.
The guy at Advanced Auto Parts.
Are you sure that's correct? Because a lot of people lost money during the pandemic because they couldn't work.
Carnival Cruise.
Sick.
Carnival Cruise.
Stop it.
They gave stock grants to executives, trying to encourage them to stick with the company as they had to halt sailings and furlough workers. CEO Arnold Donald.
Gross.
Arnold Donald's 2020 compensation, those grants were valued at $5.2 million.
But listen, you couldn't, hey, Ronald McDonald, fuck nut, you couldn't work all last year. How are you making more money?
And that added to his salary means he received total compensation valued at $13.3 million for the year, up 19% from the year before.
19%.
During the COVID.
Oh, my God. You are a go-getter. Congratulations, white guy. Good fucking job.
Even as Carnival swung to a $10.2 billion loss.
Oh, that way.
For
now
the
that's
fiscal
weird.
Year.
So you're in charge of a business that lost $10 billion fucking dollars. Now, I know it was a pandemic, but I know business people, they don't give a fuck. They don't care about the pandemic. You lost money, but you got a raise.
Right.
How did they lose money and this fuckhead get a raise, but then they're furloughing people that can't work on the boat?
Right.
Jeez, that seems weird to me. What am I missing? That's strange. You're gross, too. Carnival is gross. I'm sorry.
The director of Policy Studies Institute said this should have been a year of shared sacrifice. Instead, it became a year of shielding CEOs from risk while it was their frontline employees who paid the price.
But that's the thing.
So they fired people.
Yes.
But they made sure that they got theirs. And more in many cases.
That's the theme of this pandemic in a lot of places in this country. A lot of people did the right thing, and you know, but you know, like this state, for instance, Florida, nobody stayed home. Nobody closed up. They rode this whole thing out. Right.
Right.
And now we can all get vaccinated and go about it. Nobody ever had to do the right thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What's that? What's up with that? It's dystopia.
Well, yeah.
They, instead of doing the right thing, they're like, well, just, it's like, you know what? We'll just get a shitload of virus. We'll have a lot of people die. We'll lie about that and then keep Disney World open and everything will be fine.
So that's the story there. All these CEOs, you know, don't worry about them.
Okay. I will not. Congratulations.
They
guys.
All got richer during the pandemic.
Wow. I mean, even the cruise industry, this is weird to me because no offense, Ronald Dickhead, but you guys spread so much diseases and shit on your boats. It's not clean in there. Do you not care about that?
Well, and yeah, and they're disease factories.
How many
times have we had to have quarantined cruise ships?
Hey, and Ronald McDonald, yes, absolutely. And it's kind of in the same neighborhood. Weren't you just fined a fuck ton for dropping your shit? Like too close into shore or something like that, dropping trash and waste into the water all over the fucking place. Yeah, Carnival, you guys do that all the fucking time. Little disease factories dropping shit, but your pay went up this year 20%. You're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're in the cruise ship industry. You're killing the planet.
Vegas.
Yay!
It says ready to roll the dice on pre-pandemic normalcy.
Hell yeah. Well, you're getting vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, can you go down in those casinos? It's been everlasting. Yeah.
That sound that you hear.
I think Vegas wants people back gambling, you know.
As the giant clock counted down to 12:01 this morning, crowds cheered the complete reopening of downtown Las Vegas for the first time in more than a year.
People
with live music,
here.
No masks,
hell
and
yeah.
Social distancing required.
Lickety, lickety, lickety. I want to go play my nickel slots. Shit. We're back, babe. America's back. We're all sitting, smoking in those goddamn casinos.
Businesses in Vegas are now allowed to be open at full capacity. No COVID-19 restrictions at all.
Yeah!
It was the first vacation in more than a year for some people.
Right.
It's really exciting, said Pam Turner, who was there from Shelby, North Carolina.
Hell yeah!
It feels great, she said, of their first getaway since the pandemic. You just have to see it in order to believe it.
Right.
It's just so much fun to see all these people doing their thing.
Last night, I went to the Golden Corral for the first time in a long time.
Are you serious?
No, did I you did really? Not. Oh. No, but I kept my mask on while I was bobbing for cheese balls in the chocolate fountain. So don't worry.
It's open.
Do you remember?
Golden Corral's open for business here in Pensacola.
Trump did that anti-mask speech. I think he was in L.A. and he was complaining. He's like, how do you go to a restaurant and eat?
Yeah, kind of.
On.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
That, you're a real beauty eating the plate of spaghetti with that mask on.
Remember that? What a fucking idiot.
The vaccines are providing a much needed economic shot in the arm for the city that largely depends on tourism.
Yay.
Casinos began taking down plexiglass dividers and kept patrons separated, slot machines and all that stuff.
Right. Good job.
The Venetian has sold out its convention space.
That's a big fucking hotel, right? I mean,
right. We have normal business that we would have pre-pandemic from mid-year to the end of the year.
Well, is that good news?
Well,
that's
for
good news.
If you live in Vegas and live off of that economy.
Is the Bunny Ranch open and the...
I don't know about that. I wonder if the...
The Palace of Ill Repute or whatever.
I mean, if it's all of Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada. Then I guess the brothels are.
Yes.
open for business.
Do you have to do 6 feet away or masks no. or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Well, you don't need condoms.
Park away.
Do you need condoms? You don't need condoms. Since
well, you have to have condoms regardless.
Not if you had the vaccine. There's certainly people that think that. There's certainly people that think that.
But you need the condoms for... There's no syphilis vaccine. There's right. no AIDS vaccine.
Yeah. I can see people thinking that.
There's no pregnancy vaccine.
What a shame. Pregnancy vaccine. The pregnancy vaccine is like, here's some Kid Rock you can play in your car.
Oh, well, I don't know.
He's got some people like,
he's got a couple
Kid Rocks.
Kid Rock is awesome. I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I can't name one Kid Rock's like.
Oh, they're bad. They're so bad, though. They're like, he says his name a lot. Like, I'm Kid Rock.
Oh, third person
oh,
kind
so
of stuff.
Stupid, yeah. Wasn't he going to be the senator of Michigan?
Or governor. Because he's mad. He's mad at Whitmer for setting all the mask mandates and shutting down everything.
Hi, we're dumb fucks. Stupid idiots.
I keep forgetting he's from Detroit. I always just Kid kind Rock. Of assume that he's...
Because I'm Kid Rock.
I just always assume that he's...
boom, baba, doom, ba, ding,
from the South for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. What was that song that once like, boom, baba, ding, ga, ding, ga, ding, ga, ding, ga, ding, ga, I'm Kid Rock. Something like that. Oh, sucks. Jesus. What does he play? Does he play like violin? I guess that's the price you pay. You know, whoever, I hope that guitarist got their money for having to work with Kid Rock. That guitarist probably went to fucking Juilliard. It's like, I'm playing with Kid Rock right now. You know?
God, that was God knows why.
This is Kid Rock.
Oh, that's Sheryl Crow.
With Kid Rock. Just ain't right. Huh. Change my ways. I put your picture away. Sat down and cried the day. I just don't give a shit. You know, I don't care. And Sheryl Crow, I don't know why you can't say no to people. You have to learn how to do that. Because if you're going to do it,
I saw her at a festival one time and she was pitchy. She was really, really pitchy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some of her songs are okay.
I'm not arguing that.
I'm just going to say she was pitchy.
Much more talented than Kid Rock.
Oh, infinitely. Yeah. She's great.
She must hate herself. She's like, I'm going to do a project with Kid Rock.
I don't know if her monitors weren't working or whatever was going on, but
I would suggest maybe talking to somebody about maybe some mood something. You need Prozac if you Sheryl Crow's like wakes up today and says Kid Rock wants to do a project with you and you're like no, I'm not singing with Kid I'm not singing with
Fuck
Kid
off.
Fucking Rock, but she said yes. She must be I don't know what's
well,
wrong.
She
with,
did,
why
I
did
know.
She say yes?
I don't know. I can't. It was a while ago.
Fucked up, man. Jeez.
Way. Pre-Trump.
That would be like, that's like if Morgan Freeman's like, I'm doing a movie with David Spade or something.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What are you going to act with him for? You know?
Steven Seagal.
That's truly horrific. Say no! Say no! Find that. Who does he do movies with all the time? The Judd. Find Ashley Judd. Do another movie. Do not work with Steven Seagal.
We have an update. I don't know if we got to this, actually.
Yeah.
This kind of happened more near the end of the week and start of the weekend.
Yay.
In Nashville.
Right.
A hat store.
Right.
By the name of Hat Works, but it's vowel challenged because there's no O in works. So
Hat Works.
It's Hat Works. WRKS.
Okay, it's irritating.
A big giant haberdasher there.
Hello.
Lots of Stetsons and all kinds of hats there. Well, the owner is a Trumpy lunatic and has been for a while.
Right.
And also, her hat place, you know, on their Facebook is, you can come in here. You don't need a mask. Come into a safe space from all the mask wearing bullshit, you know.
Come in here, get a hat and fucking die.
Well, now this asshole, I don't know if they've actually done this, but apparently they have. They are now selling, or they were.
Yes.
Selling, and she modeled one, the owner.
Oh, okay.
Yellow Stars of David.
Oh, right.
To your shirt that says not vaccinated. We might have done this on Friday, or we might have talked about it offline.
Well, it's
regardless.
Crab diving offline conversation, and this person.
We do have updates.
A heinous fuck nut. That what I just said is not an update. We already knew that.
Right. Well, Stetson dropped her.
Oh!
A bunch of these hat manufacturers
are
yanking their product from her store. She had a couple of posts online that were kind of doubling down.
Oh, okay.
And then she had the, I'm sorry if I offended someone.
Right.
Kind of obligatory.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say in your apology that you were joking.
And then she, but then after Stetson and them dropped her, now she's going full Trump loon and just swinging at everybody. Fuck
is she,
you.
Is she a victim?
Cancel culture.
She,
how
look
dare
what
you?
Happened to me.
Instant victimhood.
Stetson doesn't want to be in business with someone that. That makes a yellow star and says not vaxxed. Nobody wants, people don't, how do you say this? Where idiots would understand, like, nobody wants to be associated with that. It's embarrassing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
the
horrific.
Tennessee Holler.
Yeah.
Is the one that discovered her posting.
Ooh.
Hatworth's Nashville, it's her modeling it. She goes, patches are here. They turned out great. $5 each. Strong adhesive back. We'll be offering trucker caps soon.
Oh, my God. I mean, Jesus. Wow.
So then one of her follow-ups. People are so outraged by my post, ? But are you outraged with the tyranny the world is experiencing? If you don't understand what's happening, that's on you, not me. I pay much more respect to history by standing up with the fallen than offering silence and compliance. That is the worst crime. It was then and is now. I will delete your disgust and hope you put it where it belongs.
Okay. this person is fucking crazy. Why are you burning your business to the ground? All these people, Mike Lindell, all these fucking guys, they build this. She's got some fucking business. And I imagine if you're in the hat business and you have you're working with Stetson. I don't know anything about hats in any way. That would be a valued partner, right? Do you know any other hat brand besides Stetson?
Well, no.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah. But,
she fucked it up.
But they're, you know, prestigious, expensive.
Yes.
And
maybe Stetson doesn't want to be a part of your fucking.
You want to get the right size.
And yes. What you don't want is some affiliate or whatever. Some rep. I don't want a representative from my company going out there and giving out Star of David and say, hey, I don't want to get the vaccine or something. I don't want anything to do with that bullshit.
So now Gigi.
Yay!
Is her name.
Okay.
Gigi Gaskins, the owner, is now lashing out at Black Lives Matter as she tries to defend herself.
Right.
Saying that she's been fighting tyranny and authoritarianism for more than a year. By the way, guess who has some great pictures of her proud participation in the Stop the Steal rally.
Oh, I bet she does.
On the 6th in...
She didn't delete them?
She didn't go in.
Oh.
Apparently, but she was there.
I guess, I mean, we don't know that she didn't. Did she?
Well, correct.
Maybe the FBI is looking into it, idiot. God, man. Jeez, these people are fucking crazy.
Stetson, we are aware of the situation in Nashville. We take this matter seriously, are investigating in order to take the necessary and appropriate next steps, along with our distribution partners. Stetson condemns anti-Semitism and discrimination of any kind. Next tweet, a couple hours later. As a result of the offensive content and opinions shared by Hatworks in Nashville, Stetson and our distribution partners will cease sale of all Stetson products there. We thank you for your continued support and patience.
Right, 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 right. God.
Gaskins, who apparently uses her company's Instagram page, Hatworks, to attack transgender people, the COVID vaccine, liberals, Democrats, President Joe Biden's legitimate election, among other issues.
You're a vomit.
Believes now that the left is engaging in totalitarianism.
No!
For the last 15 months, I've been pushing back on the government overreach, standing up to groupthink, trying to find reason in a sea of irrational. It has been 100% fighting the totalitarian marching power grab we're seeing playing across the globe.
Oh, you dumb fuck. You're ruining your business and you don't even know what you're talking about. You are crazy. What does it mean when a president loses an election and then in our nation's capital has a speech, encourages people like this person to storm the Capitol, and then they do? What is that even called, though? It's not
incitement.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like a rebellion from a president. The guy was just president. How are they portraying Trump as a victim?
That's what they do.
These people are just so stupid.
We have watched this play out for over a year, from the protests, the burnings, the lootings, taking cities hostage, desecrating monuments.
Oh my God.
Dismantling our police.
No, nobody wants to dismantle anything.
Watching
dumb.
People get murdered in the name of justice.
Ooh.
I'm not alone in being target of a mob. She does admit to insensitivity, though.
Oh, okay.
For creating the yellow Jewish stars that say unvaccinated.
No. Thank you for saying that. That makes everybody
feel... I sincerely apologize for any insensitivity, she did say.
The problem with that apology, if we can take a moment to critique, is that what she did was so heinous.
Stetson, Dorfman, Pacific, Gorin Brothers, Kangol, Headgear, New York Hat and Cap Company, and others have announced they are terminating their relationships with Hatworks.
Not great business.
And now, from what I hear, she's like lashing out. So there'll probably be some more.
Well, she's taking a page out of the art of the deal, right? Donald Trump would do this. He would double down.
And I'm sure you've got some jewelers slithering over there going, I'm going to go buy some hats from her. Well, you know, but you're not going to have hats for her to buy because.
Yeah.
Her distributors aren't going to sell her the hats.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen? Her prices are going to go up, right? Because it's going to cost her more money to hold on to inventory. It's going to be less hats. Yeah, you can have... The thing is, if you want to do the joke with the Jewish Star of David, the Yellow Star, whatever the fuck, and the anti-vaxxers, you're going to do that dumb fucking joke, okay. But you're going to lose your hat business.
I mean, it's just one of those where you're like, what were they thinking?
I don't know.
Seriously. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, some people. Well, the thing is like what confuses me. How did Mike Lindell grow his business? And how did he get to this point? He's so stupid. You know what I mean? And like, how did this person do this, have success with their business? And then one day, I mean, this is some pretty shitty things she's saying. And they must, what I'm saying is they must be core beliefs. And so,
I
don't know. I guess an insane person tries to act normal. Mike Lindell was normal.
Normal.
And then he met the right guy.
Sort of.
And really lost his shit.
Went completely, utterly batshit.
Does anyone in the 12-step programs, the drug rehab programs, want to apologize for any work you might have did on him? I mean, not to be an asshole, but I mean, is that not a fair thing to say that maybe this thing we do to get people off drugs isn't the best? Case in point.
No, I think that's,
you know,
it's pretty Mike good
Lindell,
evidence.
I mean, this guy's running around screaming about Jesus, trying to overthrow the country, but I, you know, he's off cocaine. That's good.
Breaking news, Ryan, here from the Crab Diving News Studios.
I love this music. This is good.
Breaking news.
That's good. Hello.
We've heard from Rick Wiles, who's not dead.
Oh, okay. Well, is he? How's he looking? I mean,
thanks to Jesus Christ, I survived the CCP. That's Chinese Communist Party.
Shut the fuck up.
COVID genocide on American people. I will be released from the hospital later today. My breathing is returning to normal. Pneumonia defeated. The worst is over. My deepest gratitude for all the prayers. I will share more later. On the darkest night, the Holy Spirit gave me Psalm 118:17 for strength. Jeez. I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord.
You know what? I bet Jesus is like, hey, Rick, I'm going to let you live. But you got to promise you can never pray to me again because I am so tired of you. This is the last thing I'm ever going to do for you and never talk to me again. If you talk to me again, I will give you COVID and you will croak. Did God say that to him?
No.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
Although I rejoice, 2 hours later, although I rejoice that Jesus has delivered me, my wife Susan is still very fatigued.
Oh.
Daughter-in-law Tiana. Was transported to the hospital very early this morning with extreme dehydration and vomiting.
So she went to the hospital. He leads with the fact that I'm okay. Who gives a fuck about you, Rick?
She's home now, but Jeremy, his son, has now developed symptoms.
Good thing you didn't get the vaccine and you aren't careful at all, right?
My son-in-law, Marshall, is very weak. Grandson Blake, too. Daughter Carissa is feeling great. Edward Zoll is very sick. Three members of our team are recovering.
Oh, my. Your team?
This was a full frontal hit from hell on your True News family. Because Jesus Christ lives in us, we shall live, too. Your prayers are needed for the above family members and team.
Oh my God, those people went to Davos, Switzerland and represented, you know, they went and interviewed people from you know, and that's how people see America. Dumb idiots.
There's nothing
contrite there. There's nothing that says, you know, I underestimated this and my poor judgment and the bad example I set for the people in my life could get them killed. Did he say that? Did he say that?
I don't believe he did.
Did he say that?
Oh, Edward Zoll is third banana sometimes in some of these clips.
It's as long as it's not Doc, that's what he's thinking.
True News host.
Yeah. I bet Edward Zoll even has his Gmail. I bet he didn't have an @TrueNews email address. They don't care about him. You know. Gosh.
So apparently this is...
What are we supposed to say about that?
I don't know. Good? I don't know.
I mean,
we don't want these poor kids to get... Look at this. This stupid old man.
It's infuriating. Some kid could die. What if your son dies, you dumb shit? You fucking dumb shit. That's the thing. What if your kid dies?
Right.
Are you going to go back on and do your show? I mean, let me ask you something. This is so dark and horrible. If his son dies from this, will he continue as doing his... Are you kidding me?
Undoubtedly.
No. My God.
He's got mortgages to pay and I don't know how much he pays Doc.
He must feel... I can imagine how horrific he must... He must feel so bad.
Who?
Rick.
No.
He gave all these people close to him. He got them all sick. Are you shitting me?
No.
No. He can't.
I read it. Satan. It's an outright attack from Satan.
His son caught it.
On the True News family.
His young son caught it. And his stupid third banana guy caught it. And he feels no guilt, no responsibility.
Right.
For spreading this shit. Spreading lies about it. And his son has it. His son is very ill.
Yeah.
And who is Tiana? His daughter?
I don't know.
That's somebody. He didn't give a shit that she's vomiting and has to go to the hospital. He didn't feel anything about
daughter-in-law.
That. Daughter-in-law.
Well, she's back now.
Right. If Trump was like, Trump, your daughter-in-law is in the hospital. Right. Good. Get well soon, everyone. Good luck. I'd say pray, but there's enough people praying for these people, isn't it? Probably. I'm not going to. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. How do you like that?
Also, big news.
Yay!
That Pope Francis.
Okay.
You've heard of him?
Right.
He's kind of in charge of the Catholic Church and
the
shit.
The ripists.
Apparently, direct pipeline to the Lord.
Ooh,
infallible,
gosh.
All that stuff.
Be careful down there, guys.
Pope Francis has now officially updated.
Yes.
The code of canon law to add directives,
yes,
on punishing sexual abuse crimes of minors. Now apparently they've decided it's bad.
It's a crime now, right?
Yes.
So now I just want to make sure. So
according to church law.
Right. So any priests who are listening to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the Crab Diving app. The crabdiving.com. Just when you guys are out there, just be careful when you're raping all these children and you get caught, they're going to get you, right? Is that what they're saying? Everybody be careful.
The revision of the penal sanctions within the code of canon law was after a lengthy process involving input from canonists and criminal law experts.
Is this a little late?
And came after repeated complaints by victims of sexual abuse and others.
Are you kidding?
That the code's previous wording was outdated and intransparent.
Right. Meaning it gave these guys wiggle room to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Hey, it's great that you Catholics took some time to finally fix that, right? That's good news. Wow.
The purpose of the revision, writes Francis, is the restoration of justice. The reform of the offender.
Oh, okay. The reform of the offender. What about the victim?
And the repair of scandal.
Ooh, the reputation of the church after all the priests are raping children. That might be complicated for you guys. Well, it has been, correct?
The Pope convened an unprecedented summit on clerical sex abuse in 2019.
Ooh.
And lifted secrecy rules that hindered investigations of abusing priests, among other measures.
Wow, that's good.
The new code falls short of explicitly spelling out sexual offenses against minors. Yet refers to offenses against the Sixth Commandment, which prohibits adultery.
Right. Wow, that's very
fucked
up.
Wait, so you can fuck with a kid as long as you're not married?
Yeah. To me, it's like, why is the Catholic Church not sure about sins that are committed on children? I mean, you guys are doing all this shit. This is your thing. So, yeah, you can list all these. You do them all, right? I mean, it's a very odd thing for them not to be sure about. They're the ones doing it.
A priest is to be stripped of his office and punished with other just penalties.
Yes.
If he commits such offenses with a minor, the new code says.
Right. Wow.
Similarly, a priest who grooms or induces a minor to, quote, to expose himself or herself pornographically.
Yes.
Or to take part in pornographic exhibitions will be similarly punished.
Guys, I'm letting everyone know from here on out, any pornographic exhibitions involving minors that any of you guys are up to, we are now
so they must
really
going like,
to look into that.
They were like, I never touched them. I just took pictures of them touching themselves.
What? Yeah. Why are you giving me? I thought the point of this was to get rid of the loophole. Well, I guess it did, right? That was a loophole before?
Yes.
Jeez. Who knew that, you know, I don't know. Good. I'm glad we're making child rape an official no. That's good.
The changes will take effect in December.
In December?
Why does God have to wait? If he what?
Between now and December, guys, get your raping in. Because then the penalties go up, way up, and you won't want to do that. But anytime between now and December. God.
Despite recent measures to root out abuse by priests and increase transparency, some victims say the Vatican still has not gone far enough to protect children, even in the West.
Well, yes.
Where intense media coverage of pedophile priests has led to greater scrutiny of church practices.
I would even say an institution that has this much shit going on maybe shouldn't exist. Or should well, be, I don't know. When are we
watch the debate with Hitchens and Stephen Fry against Ann Whittacombe and some bishop, some Anglican bishop, I think.
Is it
about, or Catholic bishop about, does the Catholic Church do good for the world?
Yeah. I mean, and that debate is amazing.
Right. And overwhelmingly, the audience afterwards was like, oh, the Catholics didn't make a good case at all.
Our problem in America, we don't stand up to religion like that. We don't stand up. We say we're going to tolerate you. We say, you know, you can fuck with our laws. Don't fuck with our laws, blah, 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 blah. But they fuck with our laws all the time. And then we say, you know, please keep your cross out of our front yard. But they never do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the point of like what they said in that interview. We don't treat them like adversarial people. An office in the White House, right? Your kids are like, somebody check on
the
mom.
Volume down on the beginning of that.
Is that Paula White?
That's Paula White. Yeah.
She was in the White House. Still there? No, Biden fire her.
I hope they've gotten to her.
She was fired in the culling.
Asked her to.
Get the fuck out.
Possibly leave.
Rudy's son, get the fuck out. God, that's the first thing I would have done if I was Biden. I would have fired everybody myself. I would have rode around on a fucking golf cart firing Trump motherfuckers.
For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Amanda ata ata raka te da baka sanda ata ambo osa katarite eke banda ata rati kidi ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, fuck. That's the African angels, baby.
Stumbled a little bit, but she got it back.
Oh, good. Okay. You will not go on to the next level of American Idol. I'm sorry, Paula. You've been voted off the island. I don't know. I mean, she might win in a talent thing. I mean, if you take the Jesus out of this, is that amazing? I mean, that other person, do you hear that person in the background screaming, the long sustained scream, distant?
No.
I mean, it's.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
It's the whole thing, man. Yeah. It's like Les Mis, these dumb fucking church shows. Rata banda ding dong.
Democratic Agricultural Commissioner of Florida.
That? Okay.
The only statewide elected Democrat, Nikki Fried here in Florida.
Nikki
has announced that she is running to unseat Ron DeSantis.
Oh my God. Are you going to win? That's what I want to know, Nikki. What are you going to win? I mean, I'm voting for you. Are you going to win? Will she win?
I'm Nikki Fried, and I'm here to break the rigged system in Florida. It's corrupt, it's anti-democratic, and it's time for something new. Like many of you, I've been underestimated my whole life. I was underestimated when I fought corruption as a public defender. I was underestimated when I took on the big banks during the foreclosure crisis to keep families in their homes. And I was underestimated in 2018 when I said a Democrat from Miami could be elected Commissioner of Agriculture. But we did it. We cracked the system and got to work, kicking the NRA out of gun licensing to keep our kids safe, restoring rights and confronting historic racism, protecting our farmers and food.
Anyway, okay. This goes on for another minute.
Well, hey, listen, I'll vote for you. I will vote for you.
You,
you already sound better than DeSantis.
Charlie Crist still says he's going to run, so there may be maybe a fight in the primary.
In the Republican primary. No. Crist is a Democrat.
Yeah.
With air quotes, you see.
He is now.
No, I mean like. He used like to Joe be a Republican.
Probably.
Ugh, gross.
He's probably a little reach across the aisle kind of guy, but.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, good luck, Nikki. I hope you win.
I will vote for you rather than DeSantis. And if there's anybody that would not, then they're out of their fucking minds. I don't even know what you stand for, but I'm sure you wouldn't go to Rebecca Jones's house and, you know, send the thugs over there to.
Well, and she's probably
or whatever.
I don't know her politics too much. She's probably pretty purpley too.
Does she want me to get ran over at a Black Lives Matter protest by a protester?
No, I don't think she supports that.
Does she demand people shoot? I mean, are the Republicans with the stand your ground shit? They're almost saying you're required to shoot people. It feels like it feels like they're encouraging it. And she's probably against that too, right? Is she against staying your ground? You must think so.
I would hope. One would hope so.
So that's already that's better than what we have. So yes.
We do have
I might endorse Hannibal Lecter instead of Ron DeSantis. I mean, really.
Trump apparently is now according to Maggie Haberman, as we talked about earlier, that in the New York Times,
yes,
that Trump is now telling his buds he expects to be reinstated. saying he has been laser focused on these audits,
yeah,
especially the one the clown show in Arizona.
Wait.
And he is convinced that these audits, this bullshit, is going to overturn the election, and he's going to be reinstated.
How does he have time to be laser focused on these audits?
What else is he doing? He's golfing.
Isn't he getting indicted? And
he's not paying attention to that.
He's getting investigated. I read somewhere that he's getting frustrated with his legal bills.
The Twitter reaction is about half riotous laughter and half people freaking out. Like, you know, this is him calling for his coup. He's right now.
Right.
Starting to get ready for his coup.
I mean, I'm just not familiar with the law. I'm not a fucking lawyer. I mean, can you do that? Can I call for a coup? I mean, I would never do that. But I mean,
I don't think so. You're allowed there's a wide berth.
I don't think we have to let someone take over the country. I think we can stop them, can't we?
Well, we'll see.
I feel like everybody's having the same fucking conversation. Like, what do we do with these crazy ass fucking Republicans?
Some people are saying this is just bullshit. He's trying to keep the money going and keep the grifters giving.
Yeah,
they're keep the grift going and the donors donating. He's saying August.
Yeah.
This guy says he knows he won't be reinstated in August. He wants to throw out these breadcrumbs to keep the base engaged.
Jesus.
There's a ton of money to be made when the base is angry, energized, motivated. There's no money to be made once the base realizes he will never become president again.
Well, God. Okay. When are they going to realize that? It did. Because it was March, right? That was a big one. March. He was supposed to be reinstated. Now, what's the next one? What's the next day?
Well, Trump says by August, he thinks. When this audit is over. Well, fraud it is over.
Just fraud it. That's
good. In Arizona.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to? I am looking forward to their healthcare plan and all their infrastructure and all their plans that they want to do to this country to make America great. What are they going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
They don't have an agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the Democrats want to do, not.
Right. You would think
that's
if someone,
their agenda.
It's weird that these guys want to take over a coup to not do anything. Well, to take all the money. That's the thing. They want to take all the money.
This person, less confident. I think it's a grave mistake for people to dismiss Trump's plan to resume power in August as the rantings of a madman.
Oh yeah, I agree. You must take these people seriously. I mean, how can you not?
This guy says the United States is one Trump statement away from civil war. That's been true since November. And if Twitter hasn't taken away his account, it might actually have happened in late January. But it's still true now. If he calls for people to rise up, they will.
Will they? From where? Well, I guess they'll just do domestic terrorism, right? They'll blow shit up.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's what Malcolm Nance said. It's going from the insurrection to now being more of a like a rebel kind of a
like terrorism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we not? Is there a way we can skip this part of it?
And well, hopefully it will catch them.
Not do this. And...
Like they caught the idiots in Michigan as they were planning to kidnap Whitmer. Hopefully.
And blow up a bridge.
Someone will talk. Someone will fuck up. Someone will.
I mean, their plan was right. They blow up the bridge, and then that is the distraction. And then they kidnap the governor.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get going. Sorry, we've been cutting in and out, shit. People. Our internet is quite fucky these days.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. And then we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, y'all. We will be back.
We have broken their
Yana.
Back.
Stay safe.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power. I'm not blaming all lesbians. Your cerebral cortex last.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.